David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Advisor. I'm Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, and I'm here with Herb Cogliano, who's here to talk about his Total Scaling Up Solution group coaching program. So Herb is an international executive business coach, and he is the scaling up guy. So we're here to learn about all the components of this new group program that he has created. And just to set you guys up for success. So Herb, welcome to the show. So nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. I'm looking out my window and it is cold and rainy and slushy, but it's sunny and 80 degrees inside here, and always good to be with you. You bring a lot of energy and excited to talk to your listeners.
Amazing. Where are you coming from, Herb?
Boston.
Boston. Okay. So if I tell you what it's like outside my window right now, you're going to get scared. It's minus 30 today.
Ooh, too cold.
And I'm not in the North Pole. I'm not in the North Pole. I promise you that. But yeah, it's freezing.
Oh, well, keep the heat on.
Totally, totally. Yes. So nice to talk to you today.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you created the Total Scaling Up Solution group coaching program. And on the last episode, you introduced that to our listeners. And today we're super excited because you're going to tell us all the components of that. And so do you want to get started and tell us a little bit about that, maybe a recap, and then we'll get into the components?
So my work, I'm a CEO that has run several companies, but during the journey, we got stuck. And we were developing a leadership team, trying to scale our revenue from 5 to 10 to 50 to 100 million, but we kept hitting a plateau. And okay, we learned that there were ways to get through this, and we studied a playbook called Scaling Up, implemented the playbook, and great things happen. Wow. So I've spent the last 23 years learning, using, refining the Scaling Up playbook. And now that we've exited our companies, we're helping other small, medium business owners and their leadership team implement the playbook to help them achieve their dream.
Wow.
When I talk to these owners, they're overworked, they're underpaid, they're taking 100% of the risk, and they're really concerned about their company leaving a legacy. It's important to them, their work, their company, their reputation, and they're not sure how they're going to do that because they're working hard, but not really getting a lot from it. And what began for them as a dream to open their company, unfortunately, can turn into a nightmare if you don't do it correctly.
Wow. So sorry to interrupt you, but just to recap, so you've done all the things and you've made the mistakes, and now you've created this game plan to help people kind of thrive by learning from the mistakes that you made. That's powerful. That's really helpful.
Thank you. One of the insights I learned is that the owner would get help, coaching, training, but the business still wasn't moving enough. And I found that they were getting frustrated by the leadership team that was in the business with them. And what I learned was scaling up your company is really about scaling up your leadership team. Developing those leaders to be capable, confident, collaborative enough to get the job done. So when we changed the actual focus of our program from just scaling up a leader to scaling up the entire leadership team, the results were dramatically different.
Wow.
And Lisa, some people can read a book. You read and you're like, wow, that's all I need. Give me the playbook, I'll go do it.
Right.
Other people go take a master class. They take the class, beautiful, let's do it. Other people just get some tools they see on the internet, like how to write my strategic plan or how to hire my next sales rep. And other people just do it by the seat of their pants.
Right.
And what I learned is some of those solutions are very helpful, but for the majority of us, they don't get the job done.
Right, you're
So,
talking about foundational pieces. You're
yes.
talking about providing the foundational tools that can get people there.
Yes. Do you know that less than one half of 1% of the 32 million companies in the USA today ever make it to 10 million or more in sales?
Say that again, the beginning part. How many?
No less, I'm sorry, no more than one half of 1% ever make it to 10 million.
Wow. I
That
wanted you
blew.
to say that again for our listeners for the impact, because I
Yeah.
heard it, but when you hear it again. And so, why is that?
Yeah, I think what happens is there's a group of people that love to be a lifestyle company. And that's great. Couple of people, life is good, but there's a group of us that want more. And what happens is, number one, I start a company, I'm good at what I do, I'm doing well, and I hire people, but I hire people that can do things for me. I tell them what to do, they do it great. But now my company's growing more. I'm over a million. I'm going to 2 million. And I
Right.
hire more people, but I need people to be managers and leaders.
Right.
But I hired them to be doers. So when I flip the switch and say, no, you have to now lead people, make decisions, be independent, I have a disconnect. I get frustrated. They get frustrated. The business has turnover and I get stuck.
Yeah.
Number two, the more people I add, the more employees, the more clients, the more locations, the more products, the level of complexity is exponential.
Totally.
The org chart, decision making,
Yeah.
communication gets distorted and dysfunctional, and the owner gets frustrated and stuck. Third thing, market dynamics shifting on you. You ever have a great program? Your company is really selling something, and then 24 months later, competition catches up,
Yeah.
and now your pricing is going to be commoditized, and you're looking in the mirror saying, well, I'm afraid to change it because it got me to where I am. But if you don't change it, you're like a deer in headlights and you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Those three things are the major reasons why people keep bumping their head against that ceiling and don't break through. Our program helps business owners identify first where your biggest gap is, secondly, what is the right tool to apply to help with that gap, simple one-page tools. Thirdly, the education to use the tool correctly in your company, and then putting a group of other people around you to share it and grow it with your team.
Yeah. You know, a lot of growth in business is so hard. You know, if people aren't growing with you, but as soon as there's a bigger thing and you can't see the future, it's like a risk has to be taken. And I feel like a lot of people hold back because of fear, right? Like you have a fear. Personally, if I may, I feel like if you don't believe in what you're selling, if you don't believe in your company, you're not going to be able to take those risks, right? So in my experience, the most successful people that I know truly believe and love what they do and are amazing leaders. And you've talked about that. Those are such important components.
Agreed. Agreed. So the ideal team for the program is about 10 to 200 people. They're a leadership team of about 3 to 5 people, and they're stuck and want to find a better way to work really hard to have great impact and reduce the drama that they've been dealing with. And there's a
Okay.
lot of drama in companies today.
So what do
I
you
want,
do? So what do you do in that case?
So we begin with the assessment, and a lot of times, my company, the first time I did this, people were my biggest barrier. What do I mean by that? I was in the staffing industry. We had high turnover. Staffing industry was not known for high retention of people. People would come in 2, 2.5 years and leave. And that's not a scalable model when you don't have good employee retention. We had a really good company and a good brand. But what happened was we had values, but they weren't really clearly defined.
Got it.
We had a purpose, but we didn't really share it or energize the people around it with it. So we had people coming and turning over, and we said, wait a minute, time out. Let's clarify what we value. Let's energize people by getting people meaningful employment that's going to make a difference. And let's start hiring to it, onboarding to it, recognizing people to it, giving them career development towards it more and improve roles. And people started to see that we were consistent, we were authentic, and we were transparent. And they're like, I get it. And we went and became a perennial best places to work in many different states around the country. And our company was around for over 54 years. So you don't do that by chance. But that was my big first hurdle. It was people getting clarity, getting the right people on the bus. Then my next challenge, Lisa, was strategy. We weren't in the right markets. Our markets became commoditized. There was a staffing firm on every corner, on every street. And we were a good company. Clients liked us. But it was hard to grow market share in a commoditized competitive market.
Yeah, totally.
So we had a pivot. I could either be all things to everybody, or I could take a full service company that was regional and make it a pure play boutique national IT technology provider, which is what we did over the next 5 years once we saw it. And so these are things with scaling up, working through the program. You meet your business where it's at in order to help get it where you need it to get to.
So working in direct sales, I made that mistake. I thought, I'm going to sell my product to everybody, right? And when I was doing that, I was A, burning myself out. B, I didn't know who my market really was. And I was flying by the seat of my pants, trying to make it work. And it's like you're spinning your wheels. And you talk about that, and you've definitely had those experiences, right? Which is why you created this coaching group. Herb, if I came to you and I said, Herb, I've got this business. I'm feeling stuck. I've got 10 employees. We're making 10 million. I want to scale up, but I am completely out of ideas, don't know where to go. Maybe could you walk us through our audience through how you would work with me in that scenario?
Thank you, Lisa. I know how important a company is to every owner. It's your baby, and you sacrifice so much to build it and develop it and make it your own. My first question normally for the owner is, where do you want to get to? Where are you
Okay.
now? But where do you want to get to that would mean happiness and success for you and your company?
Right.
Number two, what's preventing you from getting there? What are the roadblocks? And then ultimately, I need to make an assessment. Can I help you? Can I be a co-architect of a solution to help you overcome the barrier and get you and your team to that desired outcome? And that is a big question about your why. Because what I've learned is, and I shared the numbers a few moments ago, scaling up a company is not easy and it's not for everyone. But with the tools and the methods that I've had over 25 years of kind of refining it, we can make it simpler. It's hard work, but we can make it simpler for you and your team to do it. Let's decide that Lisa has something really exciting. I'm a big guy that I need to buy into your why. Why do you want to grow this company? Does that interest me, excite me? Is it a great cause? I have a company that I'm speaking to that's looking to scale a business that manufactures chemicals to make water clean. It takes toxins out of existing water and re-cleans it for the environment. I
Okay.
love that. I can get
Yeah.
behind that very easy. I have another client that wants to scale up their concrete stone business. And you'd say, well, that's interesting. What's the why behind that? Have you ever gone outside in your backyard and you had a fire pit and your family is together and your friends and you're enjoying the fire pit, which is made out of natural stone? Well, their purpose is bringing people together. By building this stone and providing it in wonderful home or community environments, they invite people to come together, build memories, share experiences, and I want to help them scale that purpose.
Right.
The second part of your why, businesses don't run without the economic part of it. So I'm a big proponent, purpose with profits. It's okay to make money. Money is not a dirty word. It's how you use the money and the purpose behind it that makes it important. So we work together defining success, purpose, profits. We do an assessment. Where is your business sick? I would never take a prescription from a doctor that didn't do a checkup first. Your
Right.
company is too important to let anybody play around with it. So we need to diagnose where we need to work and why. And I want the owner to be very engaged, involved in understanding that. And then we meet your company where it's at. I have some owners that are so busy that
Yeah.
they don't have a lot of time to do a lot of projects. So with that ownership team, we begin small. What is the one
I was
thing?
going to say to you, I was going to say, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, how does someone fit this in? So what do you do for the person that's really busy?
We begin small. We have meetings that I could have five different tools that you should be using right now, but we're going to pick the one that is the most important of the five, and we're going to make that work. And
That makes sense.
you're going to feel that you're working, but you're not overwhelmed
Okay.
because your business needs to keep running. It's very important we don't disrupt, we enhance what you're doing. So it takes the right touch. I've implemented in hundreds of companies over the years. It takes the right touch to know how much, when, and how often to do it right.
And over your 20, 25 plus years of experience, you've learned a lot of those lessons. So, do
Yes.
you want to give our listeners an example of a few businesses that you've worked with? I mean, you don't have to say names and some scenarios that you come across.
Yes.
Maybe some commonalities, when you go into a business, you see these are common things that I see, but how have you helped people grow?
So one company that came to me was an Inc. 5000 fastest growing company already. And they were
Okay.
best places to work already.
Wow.
And on the outside, you're like, you don't need
Yeah.
me. What am I doing here?
That's what I'm thinking. Why are they calling you?
Why are they calling me? But when you look under the covers in a company, what we didn't know is that their profitability was half of the industry average. So in the
Interesting.
industry that was making 12 to 15% bottom line profit, they were making 3 to 5. Not because they were a bad company, but we just kept, when you're growing and yet you have drama and people are like, I'm burnt out, I need help, I can't do this. We were just throwing new and more people at the problem. So the overhead was too high, labor was not as efficient. We looked busy, sales
Right.
was good, but at the end of the day, the owner was the only one really taking it and having to fund all that and make no money while he was doing it.
Wow.
So we took one simple tool, labor efficiency ratio. Showed him and his leadership team how to apply it, how to find the right benchmark for where his industry should be. Within 18 months, his profit went from 5 to 28% bottom line.
Wow, that's a huge, huge increase.
And I'm
Huge.
so proud of all the work that they did, but outside looking in, you'd never know.
Yeah. And it takes someone like you from the outside to come in and pinpoint those things because when you're in the problem and you're working within, you can't personally see those things, right? We have biases, and that's why what you're offering is so, impactful, with your experience coming in there and pulling that apart and giving someone a direction. What an amazing tool.
Thank you. We had another client that maybe, and this is an international client, so it's a different currency than US, but they're over 100 and something million in their currency. Major turnover, a lot of staff coming and going, and unfortunately, sales were not trending in the way that they wanted, but we needed to work on their hiring process. So
Okay.
we helped them one tool, take a look at their hiring and talent assessment tool. They were 41% A player rate. An A player rate is look at all of your employees, and I ask you one question. Would you enthusiastically rehire that person? Enthusiastically rehire that person. 40% is all he had in the beginning. That's not
40%
good.
of people that he was excited about.
40% of all of his employees were A players.
Wow,
That means
that's not a lot.
60% were not.
But that's
But
huge.
it's not unusual though, Lisa. In today, if you ask most owners, it's normally below, it's between 25 and 50%. So we settle. We don't do it intentionally. We just don't know how to improve it. So we
Yeah.
took the tool, taught them the method. In under 20 months, they have gone from a 41% to 75% A player rate while doubling the amount of people in their company.
Wow.
Profits are
That's
up,
huge.
Sales are up, employee engagement is up, and that's why these things don't have to be magical, but you need to diagnose correctly and bring the right tool at the right time.
The right tool at the right time. I love that. And like, just to reiterate how important people are in all of this, like that company just started thriving, you know, with the right people. And I think a lot of the time in this busy world, you know, you think of when I hire someone new, all the training that has to go into it. So it's overwhelming to have someone new come on. It's emotional to let go of someone. It's, you know, restructuring is difficult. So you coming in and helping with all that, what an amazing service.
Lisa, the next part that I love about their story is that I began coaching the co-owners of the company. And wonderful people, bright, hardworking, dedicated. And I said to them, "You guys are doing great, but you have a leadership team. What's happening with them?" I said, "The ultimate goal, the ultimate solution is bringing you and them together on this journey." And to their credit, last year, their team now is completely in the total solution. They're getting education, they're getting coaching, they're getting use of the different tools, they're getting peer sharing, and they're getting facilitated planning because your plan has to be updated because things change.
Wow.
And so they now have this flywheel going of all the elements that are really important, and their scaling has become easier and funner and less drama. And the owners, I'm so proud of them. They keep being named top 10 people in their country for developing business owners. It's just really exciting to see their happiness.
That's so rewarding, you know, giving someone a tool and it working so well, and then seeing it, your proteges, you know, you're helping people grow their businesses, and that's who you are, Mr. Scaling, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But I'm a big believer in you pay it forward. My father was an amazing coach and mentor in business to me. I had my own personal business coach, so I ate my own dog food, so to speak. And it
Yeah.
was the best decision I ever made to have somebody with an outside perspective that cared about me and the company's success, that wasn't afraid to tell it like it is, but also help me develop as a CEO. Because
Yeah.
most CEOs, their first job, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, totally.
And if you're running a $20 million company, which is amazing, but you want to be $100 million, you don't know what it's like to be a CEO of a $100 million company. How could you? So you want people that have been there, done that, that can make it easier. You're going to have bumps, but fewer bumps in fast track to where you want to get
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Having the right mentor,
to.
you know, someone who's, you know, been there, done that, and can share their gifts, and someone who really cares. And that's the vibe I'm getting from what you're providing. You know, the most impactful people that can make change for other people are the people who have already been there and made those mistakes and made those successes and can share them with other people in a genuine way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so where can we find these services?
You can go to my website, Aspire Growth Advisors with an S.com.
So that's Aspire, Aspire, Growth, Growth, Advisors, Advisors.com.
Yes.
AspireGrowthAdvisors.com. And on your website, you'll be able to see this group and your program for helping businesses scale.
Yeah, so you're going to love it because you can see the programs. I have two complimentary assessments. One is your business scaling up readiness. So if you're not sure how ready am I to really grow, take the assessment complimentary. We also have an assessment, excuse me, for high impact CEOs. Am I a high impact CEO, and where am I on that journey? Both of them will get back to you. And for anybody that wants a complimentary reading, a coaching call to go through what do you see and what can I do about it, happy to do it, but no pressure whatsoever. You have all of my blogs, you have customer testimonials, you'll see scaling up success stories if you want to learn about other people's journeys as well.
Wow, amazing. I know I'm going to get off this call and I'm going to do one of those tests to see where I'm at. It's so interesting, right?
Thank
So
you.
amazing. That's so cool. I love it so much. It's been so much fun, talking with you today. And I know our listeners are going to have so much impact from this, and they have been given a resource and tool now that can, help them 10 times their business if they want.
Thank you, Lisa, and appreciate everyone and wish you all the best and truly hope you achieve your scaling up dreams.
Amazing. So thank you, Herb, for being on The Advisor, and stay tuned for our next episode, and reach out to Herb anytime on his website, and we will see you all soon.